Live and local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CareArc, healthcare without the headache. Formerly Flint Hills Community Health Center, that's CareArc.
It's good that many of us are vaccinated, but viruses that cause colds, flu, and COVID-19 are constantly changing, which means our immunity can wane over time. CareArc reminds you that it's important to stay up to date on your yearly flu vaccine and make sure you've gotten your COVID-19 booster, especially if you're in an at-risk group. These illnesses can spread quickly in winter, so now is the time to protect yourself. Vaccines boost our immunity and protect us from dangerous viruses. Get boosted. Stay protected. Find out more at carearc.org/COVID-19.
KVOE News Time is 8:55, so it's Newsmaker 2 time. We get to talk about stuff at the Granada Theater. Director Stacy Schneider joining us right now for our program.
Stacy, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. I'm doing great.
Things are good at the Granada?
Things are rolling along really well at the Granada.
Good to hear that. And you start right away with a big concert and the return of one of Emporia's favorite artists.
That is correct. I figure it's wintertime is a good time to come out no matter what, even if it's snowing. It's always a good time for fun. So we are starting out on Saturday, January 20th, which is just a little more than 1 week away, with Emporia native and one of my favorite artists, Kelly Hunt. So come on out for Kelly Hunt. Support your local artists. And join us for the fun.
All right. So how can we get our Kelly Hunt tickets, Stacy?
You can get your Kelly Hunt tickets a couple of different ways. You can go online at EmporiaGranada.com to purchase tickets. You can call our office. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And that's 620-342-3342. We can help you over the phone with that, or you're welcome to stop by our box office, 805 Commercial Street.
This isn't the first time Kelly's performed at the Granada Theater. She's starting to become the way it's at least a semi-regular appearances here at the Granada. How important is it for somebody of Kelly's status locally and really in blues music internationally to not only come here once, but to keep coming back now?
Well, I mean, I think it's extremely important, and it's really meaningful to her as well as to us, because this is her hometown. She loves the Granada Theater. She's been going there since she was a little kid when it was a movie theater. But she has a lot of love for our community, and she likes to keep her presence, you know, keep an awareness of herself here, and she likes to see everybody from home as well. So coming back to her original home base is always going to be a big part of her heart, and we love having her, so it's really exciting.
And I do believe while she's here, she'll be working with kids in the school district, too, with some educational sessions, so that's always good to see. You know, she's
right.
Yeah.
She's going to be working with Sarah Bays out at Emporia High School and doing a vocal workshop with the kids out there, and it's going to be really cool, so...
All right, so January 20th, 7 p.m., get your tickets for Kelly Hunt at the Granada Theater. Well, Stacy, it looked like through the holidays you're pretty busy with holiday parties and all kinds of fundraising activities, especially through the month of December, weren't you?
Oh, my gosh. We were just packed to the rafters every time we turned around, and it was so much fun. And I was really excited to see everybody. Every time I turned around, we had a party, we had a community concert, we had really cool art center events. So I don't always get a chance to speak to everyone when they come in, but you know, just so you guys know, I see you. I'm really happy that you came to the Granada and joined us for the festivities, because it was an absolute blast.
Now you've got some upcoming concerts too, basically getting us out of the winter and starting to get us into springtime.
Yeah, we've got our winter season up and running, so we've got something for everybody. As usual, I'm trying to create a variety of shows for people to enjoy. So we have Kelly on the 20th of January, and then Valentine's week, we've got a really special concert on Friday, February 16th. We're bringing in country music great Ty Herndon.
Ooh.
So I am excited about that. And then in March, on Saturday, March 23rd, we have an extra special concert going. We're going to be celebrating the 60th anniversary of the Beatles this year for those Beatles fans who remember the way and the way back. And we're going to be having Liverpool Legends, which is an exceptionally amazing Beatles tribute band out of Atlanta, Missouri. So,
awesome.
You know, all kinds of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to all of that at the Granada.
Me too.
And, of course, not only a great music venue, but all kinds of fundraising activities. I know Emporia Main Street will have dueling pianos there before the month is
right,
out
right,
at
right.
the Emporia Granada Theater. Anything else we need to touch on here, Stacey?
Well, as usual, you know, the Emporia Granada is a nonprofit organization, and we rely on the generosity and donations and support of our community to keep rolling. We're an exceptional, worldwide, internationally known, beautiful venue, so keep supporting the theater. We have a Friends of the Granada program where you can become a supporter, and or you can always just make any type of donation. Just drop by or give us a call. And another great way to support the theater is to buy our concert tickets and come enjoy some great music together and celebrate the beauty of our historic theater.
Outstanding.
Well put. Thank you, Stacey.
Thanks, Stacey.
Thank you.
Always good to talk to you. Stacey Schneider, who's the director of the Emporia Granada Theater. A good lineup coming up there, Chuck.
Yeah, absolutely. Good lineup. Couple of things here. First off, Newsmaker 2 tomorrow will be at the 8:20 time. That'll be Weather Service Meteorologist.